All right, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are getting a company update from Aztec Minerals and the president and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Aztec is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. Now, Simon, I wanted to bring you on the weekend show because the company released some pretty significant drill results on Tuesday, December 22nd. These drill results are coming from the Tombstone Project in southeastern Arizona. You and I have talked a lot about this phase one drill program that was about 3,000 meters. The news release was the last five holes from this 21-hole program. And if you take the width and the grade of some of these results, they are the best results to date of this phase one program. The headline numbers, a little over 6 grams per ton gold equivalent over almost 8 meters, and a much broader interval of 0.62 grams per ton gold equivalent over 140 meters. Simon, give us a quick little update on these final five holes and this phase one drill program. What has it shown you about this Tombstone project?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Corey. And we were very pleased to be able to get these results out to the market before the end of the year. And as you pointed out, they did represent the best drill results of the 3,000 meter program that we commenced back in August. It's our phase one program. We have now actually, with the 3,000 meters and the spend associated with it, we've now vested our 75% interest in the project. And what excites us about these numbers are that they are very consistent, wide zones of epithermal gold and silver mineralization. They're shallow and they're concentrated around the center of the contention open pit. So they demonstrate that there is likely significantly more unmined mineralization in the past producing contention pit than we had or that all previous operators had thought. So it's been a successful program through and through. We were very fortunate to finish strong. I would point out hole 20 was very significant in that it averaged over a gram of gold equivalent over 80 meters, and that represents a true width of the mineralization in that trend, in that particular part of the open pit. So again, we're thrilled. Every release we've put out over those 21 holes, 19 of those holes have showed very consistent mineable widths of above cutoff grade gold and silver mineralization in a shallow open pit heap leachable environment. So a great start and a great way to vest our 75% interest in the project.
So this drill program really came from three general spokes, a south spoke, a central spoke, and a north spoke on this contention pit that was really just you guys getting an understanding of the mineralization and the potential size of the project so far. What is the overall strike length from the drilling in this phase one program that you guys have proven out there is some mineralization?
Yes. So the strike length stands now at 830 meters from spoke to spoke. As you pointed out, we oriented the drilling around three general setups, one at the north end of the pit, one at the center, one in the south, and the mineralization remains open to the south. So it's at least 830 meters, and the mineralized corridor stands at about 200 meters wide, give or take. So it's a large area for us to explore. We felt it prudent to focus our efforts really on those three zones to start before taking a break over the Christmas holidays here and into January and really analyzing what we've seen and determining our strategy to further develop it with the next phases of drilling. So it's really given us a good indication at a high level, and now we'll literally drill down deeper into the nitty-gritty of how we could advance this towards potentially an initial resource estimate and look at where the most prospective parts of this project lie.
So what does that process look like? What drilling are you guys planning for next year? What would a time frame be for an initial resource? Give us a little bit more information here.
Certainly. So the time frame in the next few months stands as, firstly, we'll review what we've accomplished. So we have 3,000 meters of drill core to review. We'll have it interpreted by our technical team. And we have the business, of course, of finalizing our joint venture. So while we have earned now, with our work commitment, a 75% interest in the project, we still have to formalize the joint venture agreement with our partners, which we don't see as any kind of impediment, but it's something to tick off a box, if you will, to check off the list in January. At that point, we'll move into planning our phase two drill program, which we expect to start in the first quarter of next year. And, you know, there's not much more I can say beyond that, other than we will interpret the data that we have, design a phase two project that will accomplish some infill drilling over the next few months, and use that towards putting together a resource estimate. It could come together quicker than investors might think, given that it's fairly consistent mineralization, it's shallow, and it's in an open pittable heap leach environment. But it's a little bit too early to give specifics as to when we expect that. But suffice it to say, we'll be working towards that with our next round of drilling starting in the first quarter of 2021.
Okay, now that's important to understand, because this project, as long as what you're seeing here continues to remain true, looks like it could be a shallow oxide deposit, a very straightforward mining operation. Obviously, that's much further down the road, but in terms of how to chase that, the drilling then, I assume, will stay fairly close to surface. It would just continue to step out, trying to show the overall size, potential scale here.
Yes, so it will likely be oriented on more of a grid pattern, and it'll test areas in between the spokes that we drilled this fall of 2020. And we do also have plans to test our deeper CRD style target as well, and that will likely be a component of our next phase of drilling. So we'll have some exploration drilling and some infill drilling, a nice mix of both. You know, to provide a better look at what, you know, what the project holds.
So after this drill program, you even outlined that you guys are now 75% owners of this project. What are some of the remaining terms of this option agreement?
The remaining terms include a share payment of 600,000 shares of Aztec to the vendors, as well as a nominal cash payment of around $30,000, I believe. And our $1 million of cumulative work on the project has now been spent. So it's really subject to their review of our expenditures, which we don't expect any issues with, and making the final payments of cash and shares. And we'll have a joint venture formed where we'll have a partnership with another company that will be providing 25% of the capital thereabouts to advance onto the next stages of development.
So are there any other assets or companies or mines, for that matter, that have a similar footprint or characteristic to what you're seeing at the Tombstone Project?
Yeah, good question, Corey. It's obviously we're early to be looking at comparisons to other mines, but one transaction or a company in the news that I'll point out that's been in the news recently, rather, is Northern Vertex Mining, who operate a heap leach gold operation in northwestern Arizona called the Moss Mine, which they're having great success with developing right now, and they're drilling off some new zones. But at last stand, they were looking at a resource of about 500,000 ounces, and from their disclosures, it looks like they're ramping up to about 50,000 ounces a year of gold production. So they've recently announced that they're looking to become a consolidator in the southwestern United States with their recent acquisition of Eclipse Mining. So it's Eclipse Gold, but it's interesting. The area definitely seems to be heating up when you see transactions like that, especially with operators that are developing and running gold silver heap leaches in Arizona. So that could very well be a comp for us going forward.
Yeah, it was an interesting deal between Eclipse Gold and Northern Vertex. I had the guys from Eclipse on a couple times after that news broke to explain the deal in a little bit more color. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Eclipse Gold, also a shareholder of Aztec Minerals. Simon, how much money is still left in the bank for the company to progress into next year and potentially even start up another drill program?
We have about $2 million remaining in the treasury. We, in the summer, we raised approximately $3 million, and we generated some warrant proceeds in October of about $500,000. So we're financed to continue drilling. We're happy with our treasury. We've been able to complete this round of drilling within our prescribed budget. So we're good with cash for the moment, and we're happy with what we're seeing with the results.
Yeah, it was a nice end to the drill program, and that's why I wanted to bring you on, because, hey, these are drill results, the market responded positively to them, and it really just leads you into another drill program that I'm sure we'll get some more color on early next year. Simon, great chatting with you. Thank you for the update. Thank you for wrapping up this special holiday edition or Christmas edition of the KE Report. Everybody, please keep the emails coming. I love hearing from all of you. I will be at my computer all next week too because, well, quite frankly, there's nothing else to do. So please keep on sending me all your emails and all your questions for companies that I have featured on the show or ones that you think I should have on the show. I love hearing from all of you, and I continue to learn a lot from a lot of the emails and a lot of the companies that all of you are watching. Simon, again, great chatting with you, buddy. Have a great rest of your weekend and a very happy new year and a very happy end to the year.
Thanks very much, Corey. All the best to you, and hopefully we'll all have a bit of a better 2021. Thanks a lot.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.